Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another brand new episode of the show. Today's episode features Apex Shrine, St. Louis Rockers, and having a lot of fun talking to these guys about their brand new record due out on May 1st, self-titled album. So be sure to check that out. You're going to get a little sneak peek on today's episode. Also, I want to say big thank you to my lovely sponsors keeping this show possible. So big thanks to Naked Vine. You can visit them in Chesterfield, Missouri. And you can believe Brian is doing some porch deliveries during this time. So if you need some wine and you can't leave the house, be sure to hit up Naked Vine at nakedvine.net. Big thank you also to Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler for their support. Visit roughneckbeardcompany.com and shop 24/7 there on the website. And they do all sorts of local deliveries also, or ship worldwide. And you can stay looking fresh and smelling good during this quarantine. You can use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off during checkout. Again, roughneckbeardcompany.com. And again, also big thank you to Heil Sound for making this show sound great. Visit heilsound.com right now. Get yourself some brand new gear and take your show to the next level. With all that out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new episode. Have a great day, everybody.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Scissors beat paper, paper covers rock. Rock beats, scissors, Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out here on Zoom with the guys of Apex Shrine. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, man, thanks.
It's been a long time coming.
Oh yeah. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Unfortunately, it has to happen like this. You know, we're all still in a lockdown, but we're making do. But anyway, before we get going too far, you guys want to introduce yourselves for everyone listening?
Sure.
Yeah. Ahead, I guess I'll go first. Yeah. I'm Dan Eshman. I play guitar and sing, and I also do half the songwriting in the band.
And I'm his brother, Jack, and I play guitar and sing and do the other half of the songwriting in the band.
And I'm the bass player, Brandon.
Yeah, we go way back.
I play the bass.
Nice, man. Well, this, like you guys have kind of alluded to early on, I've known of Apex Shrine for quite a while now, just through a lot of mutual friends. I know I've heard you guys on the Matt F. Bosler podcast.
Yeah.
you guys have done a lot of shows with my good buddies, been the Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals and and many other around town and stuff. But so I know I've been seeing the name a bunch. I've been following along online, seeing some of your music there and stuff, but I don't know that I've ever actually been able to see you guys live yet, which is unfortunate. And it just sometimes that's the way it goes.
When, oh yeah.
When yeah, man.
When you're work, I also work in the industry and stuff, and mm-hmm. it's tough to be everywhere in this town because there's so many good shows going on.
If I had a nickel for every great band out there that I really should go see, holy cow. So, I'm right there with you.
Well, yeah, no worries. I feel the same way about the podcast too. I've seen it everywhere, and I've never really give it a little listen, but I'll definitely listen through some of them now that I've, you know, we gotten a chance to be on here.
And yeah, Matt. Thank you. But
like you said, you can only listen to so many songs at a time. You know?
Sure. Well, I put a bunch of them out there too. Everybody's like, well, I don't listen to all of them. I'm like, I don't expect anybody to listen to all of them because sometimes I put like 3 or 4 a week out there, and it's like, I just, you know, if they're there, if you want to listen, you know, have fun with them. But I have a good time recording them. I just thought I'd throw them out there and share. So, I'm having a ton of fun getting to meet all these bands around town that getting to share some stories and songs and everything else. So, I don't know a ton about Apex Shrine yet. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing it starts with you two being brothers. I mean, you guys have known each other a long time. Yeah.
Long time. Yeah. I think, it goes back to when we were kids and just first starting to dabble with the guitar and, listening to our parents' record collection and getting way into Casey classic rock and all that kind of stuff. And just kind of growing from there. And then I started playing with, buddies in high school, and then Danny was 4 years younger. So he started doing kind of his own thing with his friends from grade school. And those two bands kind of eventually combine somehow to become Apex Shrine and, players in a way,
that's like the fairy tale version
maybe.
Right.
But, we've been playing together forever, obviously.
You know, 11 years ago together, at least. With the Ship of Fools is kind of where we got our start and playing out and, you know, seeing how that was. And Jack did all the songwriting that, you know, back then. And
And then meeting up with some friends in high school and kind of taking it further with Without Hazard. Yeah. That was a fun era with our friends AJ and Tim. And and then we scooped Brandon into the mix because we needed a bass player. And he's always interested in music and kind of, you know, we kind of forced you to learn your way through it. Right, man?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It just fit right into that groove. So, you know, once we kind of found this little outfit and just kind of found that people were digging the classic rock, psychedelic rock kind of thing that we were doing on our own, it's now kind of become we've expanded into doing more covers and playing bigger outdoor shows. Last summer was a great summer of doing stuff like that and exploring that classic rock palette a little bit more. And hopefully there's some growth there for us in the future, but we're finally putting this record out, which is very classic rock influenced. So we're excited right now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's so let's talk about, May 1st, The self-titled release will be available everywhere on the 1st, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Everywhere music is streamed.
Right. Yeah.
head over to your...
Name it. Should be on there.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing. You know, like you feel like you tell everybody to go to the stores and pick it up and stuff, but it's no longer a thing. You know, everything's just wherever you're on your phone now. It's like just...
Yep.
Click play.
Yeah. That's why we chose this time, because it allows us to be very super lazy about it and not have to literally move from our bedrooms to, oh, this is probably a good time to finally get that record out.
Yeah.
That everybody pretty much knows.
Right. You got nothing else to do. Just click. Yeah, man.
There's some more to consume while you're stuck at home.
That's actually what kind of triggered this initial conversation to start reaching out to you guys was you dropped the video for Burner the other day, and awesome. Like, it's a great song, and the video looks awesome. Very, very well done, all of it. And that's reminding me, I'm like, oh yeah, we need to get this happening, especially with the new record coming out. So
I don't really like you, but I don't know who you are. And no, I don't really want to, 'cause you take it too far. Who the hell am I trying to please? I don't really need it. I can't believe I really got this disease. Go ahead, beat it.
Talk definitely. About Burner, man. This is definitely a fun track.
Yeah. Danny?
Yeah. I love the drum beat of this song. It usually seems to trip people up when you're trying to teach it to them.
Yeah.
But I think it's, I think it's a good groove. Kind of, you can dance to it if you want to. You can just rock out to it if you want to. I guess you want to talk about like the lyrics of the song. Kind of just like a general feeling of like frustration, and that's kind of why I went into the name of Burner, which we actually give that name credit to Brandon Fichtenmeier, Pono AM. We didn't have a name for it the first time we played it, and he's like, oh man, this is just another great Apex Burner. And I was like, oh, there you go.
Yeah, definitely.
And it kind of fit with the attitude of the song.
Yeah. I remember when we were just rehearsing and you just kind of like, hey guys, what do you think about this? And you literally just started playing the riff and singing some of those lyrics like as is. I'm like, yeah, keep doing that. That's all. I think you got something there. That was fun. That was cool.
Yeah. I just love to, like, it kind of starts, the one groove in the beginning, and then like halfway through you break out the harmonica comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just goes nuts. And that's what's a whole lot of fun.
So that's actually Drew Schaefer playing that harmonica track. Nice. Yeah. And we recorded that years ago in our basement, and we, finally put that out. It was like the second take we wound up using of like 30 takes, and I hope he doesn't kill us for saying that. But yeah, he gets the credit for that. I've since learned how to play that bit, but not as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Big shout out to Drew and Brandon, man.
Yeah.
Big ups.
And what about the video? Who did you guys have help you with that?
So that's my good buddy, Preston Guerra. He and I work together a lot for the agency, the ad agency I work for, and shoot a lot of commercials and stuff. So I was like, I gotta, we work so well together. I'm like, why not just talk to him and try to get something going? And it was really just, I knew that even if the concept is really stripped down and simple, he would find a way to make it look awesome with lighting and with different angles and just bring some drama and some, smoothness to it, which he always finds a way to do. So that's a big shout out to Preston Guerra.
Yeah.
For that one.
Yeah. Definitely. He was great, man.
Yeah. And then Colin O'Brien, our other old high school friend and former band manager in many capacities, and still is, I guess, kind of to this day, is the one who edited that together. So that was fun to work on with him as well.
Nice. Yeah, he definitely did that. I mean, like you're saying, it is a fairly simple concept of, you guys just like kind of in a loft area there jamming. Yeah. But like it really, the production on it really stepped it up with all the lights and everything. And like when the harmonica part where it's like blacklit kind of thing, like where you're just a shadow and stuff playing in light. And that was cool to see too. So yeah, very well done, man.
Thank you very much.
It's just nice to see, especially like people taking, efforts to do that kind of stuff, to put some time and effort into making, a higher quality video like that and stuff. So I feel like that's kind of the today where you need to be, everything has to have like a visual to go with it. And
we hear you loud and clear. It's like, it's like very flattering to hear you say that. Cause we're just like, how do we do this? How do we keep up with this? And to hear you say that is that's very awesome. So thank you. I'm glad we pulled it off to some extent.
Yeah, man. Well, be sure to check out Burner and the rest of the self-titled record wherever you're getting your digital music at as of May 1st. And kind of wanted to go back to something. You mentioned some of the summer stuff last summer. You guys got to share the stage with Pat Benatar even, being support for that show and stuff. Yeah. I wanted to, you guys got to hang with a lot of cool people, like a bunch of, again, Brother Lee, Bucko Toby, Pierce, a lot of my buddies and stuff. And then also Talk, of course, and a group called the Judge, a lot of rock and rollers. Do you guys, what's one of your favorite rock and roll moments that you got to be a part of so far? You think which one of these bands rocks the hardest, you think?
Oh man, that's not fair.
That's a hard one.
That's not fair. There's been great moments where, I've probably been way too drunk and I would be embarrassed to every time I feel like this is the best thing ever. And it's like every show we go to. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, for me, one of the Festus Street Fests was probably of the best things.
Those are good times. For
either
sure.
The one where we played as AC/DC or the first one we ever played. Those are cool.
Those
are a lot of fun.
I haven't made it down to one of those, but every time I see those lineups, I'm like, man, this is a stacked bill. Like everybody on there is great. And So it's I imagine that's a pretty wild party down there.
Oh yeah. I mean, we've had some some good times with those Festus folks for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I remember one moment I can think of is Pono AM's release party. I think for I thought it was for the good whatever the Good Vibes EP was, and we all ran up on stage. Apparently, I barely remember it, but Danny, Brandon, and I ran up on stage and sang it with them while balloons were tumbling all over. So that's one moment I
sort of remember,
and then remembered more when I saw the video.
I guess also last Halloween was a good time with Brother Lee, Pono, and the Manus Brothers.
Yeah,
that was a party, man.
Yeah. And then Halloween before that too with Brother Lee. So some scary, spooky times with those guys always.
Yeah.
Langoliers and Pono and Tock and Matt and Brian. We love those guys and everybody really. It's just there's good rock and roll crew. The Judge, like you said, yeah.
We're very blessed to have a very eclectic and just a supportive music scene, and there's so many great rock and roll bands around here, man. It's cool to see you guys all collaborating and doing shows together and stuff. They're all good dudes. That's the best part about it. So
yeah, very down to earth, real people in this town so far.
Yeah,
you know.
So you guys talked about getting to record with. You brought in Drew on that track and all this stuff. Where'd you guys end up recording this record at?
Our parents' basement are like the first half, and then the second half was in a basement in Kirkwood on Big Bend.
Yeah,
which is a house that me, Brandon, and a couple of our other friends moved into. One of was AJ Lane, who we played with for a long time in Without Hazard.
Yeah.
And he pretty much did like all the engineering and, the first rounds of mixing on it and stuff. He was a huge part of making it sound the way it does.
He was kind of like the producer of it, really, I think. And just kind of kept us in line and kept it simple. And then when we gave it to Gibby, Zach Gibbons, he kind of built it back to where we kind of had some of those files with AJ, because AJ moved to California in the meantime to pursue his dreams, and man, we totally miss him, but it worked out to where we have these two great minds on the mixes that you hear, and it's cool. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah. I gave it a listen, man. I listened to the whole record today, getting ready, and felt good. Felt like, we were talking about earlier, you got your Pink Floyd, you got your AC/DC, and you could feel a lot of those influences coming out in the sound. I mean, it's just a feel good rock and roll record, what you would expect from everything from Apex Shrine. So there's definitely some good stuff on there. Another track I want.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. thank you. Another track I wanted to talk about was Tondaleo? Is that
Tondaleo?
Tondaleo. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get you up on the lift. And watch you blow by real fast. You know I got a Camaro. It's my baby.
It's fun to hear too, because like this one, I guess more, with some of the effects pedals and stuff on the guitar and all that, like so, it was a lot more unique sound coming out of there and stuff. So almost like it's almost like playing like guitar underwater. It felt like or something, you know. Like,
yeah, that warbly. Yeah. Danny had his phaser pedal turned up all the way by accident and started playing this thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, do that again. Played some chords over it. That was one of those really cool moments where you like where you get just a song out of just dicking around really before you start rehearsing. And I just had like some car lyrics because I owned a very terrible Camaro at the time, an 80s Camaro that I had named Tondaleo after a World War II bomber named that. You know, like the pinup nose art days of World War II, where they'd name the planes, and there was one called Tondaleo that actually still flies today. I named my Camaro after that. So, because I thought it was cool, and then we wrote a song about how it's, you know, you're always trying to get it back together. And then our precious van is also referenced in that song that we do still own to this day. Unfortunately, I sold the Camaro, but I don't know. It's just kind of a song, you know, a song about a guy with a car that he loves, but causes him trouble, I guess, is the general feeling.
Right. Yeah, man. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. First car blues.
Yeah.
Would have been another alternate name for it, maybe.
Was that your first car, the Camaro, or?
Yeah, that was what, yeah. I decided to get an 80s GM monstrosity for my first vehicle. Yeah. So
what about you, Dan and Brandon? What's your first car?
I'm still driving my first car around. I've had it for I guess 6 years now, so it's a 91 Mazda Miata. And I love it.
I'm on my fifth car. my first car was a 95 Acura Integra.
There you go.
What color were the hubcaps?
They eventually got spray painted green.
I got some rides in that thing.
Yeah. My first car my dad bought me was a 1988 Crown Victoria station wagon with with wood panels.
Oh yeah, yep. Man. That's a classic.
Yeah, and I mean, I've shared some stories in the past, but this it was definitely a head turner, man. People paid attention when I rolled through because, you know, I duct taped this plastic rat to the hood ornament and just for fun. And I usually had these like two Jensen 12-inch subs in the trunk area there. and I usually roll that back window down and bump it out the back window, and I'd have something like that Gord's cover of Gin and Juice or something like that playing. And,
that's awesome. So,
hell yeah, man.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, brother.
So we end up taking I remember one night we took like 13 people to the bowling alley net thing. So that was,
you probably fit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing was a party on wheels, man. We had a lot of good times in that car.
Awesome.
I bet.
And I drove the shit out of it. So
that's what good. You do.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Crown Vic wagon. That's cool.
Yeah. so yeah, it wasn't quite the a Camaro, but, definitely, I think song worthy, you know, of car. There was some, definitely a lot of songs to be written about that car.
Now,
yeah,
my Camaro wasn't quite worth a Camaro, you know, really, but hey, we won't go there. Ugh.
Well, do you, I guess, you know, it kind of, stinks that we're, you know, in this, you know, situation right now currently with everything in lockdown and stuff, like I said, but, and you know, everybody's been talking about it, but, you guys, you know, it just stinks that we can't have like a proper release party to celebrate this record, and play these songs live. But do you guys thinking, you're trying to figure out some other ways to get creative or making some plans for hopefully a fall release or something like, or, you know, party or something like that, or.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're just pretty much, you know, as we're sitting around, you know, all stuck, we're just like, now's the time to just get it at focus on getting it out there finally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to plan something for when we can all, you know, hang out together again and have a party and, you know, have physical copies there. People want to pick them up or, you know, just really celebrate finally doing it and getting back together finally. And
yeah.
Well, definitely want to do something.
I mentioned, I think just off mic also, mentioned the Boys of the Wilderness, Dan and Bobby came on the show the other day talking about their new record. And that's kind of where we were at with them too, is like, you know, I felt like it's, you know, stinks, but that we're doing it this way. This is not really how ideal, how we would have drawn it up, but also it's not a bad idea just to get it out there. Like you're saying, just to people can learn all the words to the songs and everything else. And then when we have the, when we have the party, everybody can dance and sing along all night and have a good time.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering about, you know, releasing it now or waiting even longer. But, you know, then I heard Brendan Benson's new album, you know, from the Wrecking Tours, that guy, and it's awesome. And I couldn't be happier that he put that out. So it kind of, you know, I was like, oh, this is a good time for people to do this. I think, you know, we have a lot of time to just sit there and, you know, let it marinate.
Yeah. On the other hand, the people who come see us play will know most of these songs. They've already been singing and dancing to them. God bless them. And it's, and you know, I think I'd like to, on behalf of the rest of these guys, formally apologize that it took a global pandemic for us to finally release this album.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's kind of, it's so us. It's just so us. It's like, hey, we're ready to do this. So yeah, big some sort of party in the whenever we finally can get back together and do this again.
Yeah,
there will be rock concerts again.
Oh yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think we'll be back in the clubs before too long. I think you know, our big amphitheater and arena shows are probably going to be a while before they're packing 20,000-30,000 people in places and stuff. But I think you know, we're probably right back at Off Broadway or you know, Ready Room and some of these other fine establishments around town soon.
And thank God for those people, because they work so hard and they're so hurting right now. You know, they're like with nothing to do, you know, to just but wait it out and try to book ahead, and feeling for all those venues right now. They've been so good to us, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, you mentioned, I guess, that people know all the words. I guess some of these songs have kind of been around, lingering around for a while, right? A couple of them.
Four or five years.
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
Well, I know one I wanted to talk about also, there's a fun video for, and I think it's almost 2 years old already now, but it was Southern Fried Tragedy. You guys did a little Tiny Desk concert in the van and stuff. So I just pulled that video up the other day and watched that little like stripped down version of it in the van.
Yeah.
So it was cool. It's cool that now like we have it on the record and stuff and having studio version of it. Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's kind of funny that you say stripped down version, because the actual recording is. I think we actually in that video, AJ was doing the percussion for us then, and he, instead of like having a bass drum, he had a suitcase, like a little suitcase. And when we went back to actually record it, we just grabbed that again because it sounded better. Yeah. Anything else we could find.
The record, the recording on the album is not too far of a stretch from what you guys did in that van that day. So
yeah,
we could have just used that audio probably save a lot of time.
I like that kind of stuff though. I like untraditional uses of instruments like that and stuff. Like there's a guy I'm a huge fan of, and I talk about him a lot on the show, but a guy, Lincoln Durham. And he's got a couple songs that one features him playing a suitcase. He's got like, now he's got a axe turned into a guitar. Like, and he plays like, it's like a diddly bow, like one string, and he plays slide on it. And
yeah.
And it's badass. I'm like, it just looks cool playing an axe.
That's awesome.
I've seen videos going around of some guy, I don't know what his name is. It might be even a few different people, but like making flutes and stuff out of like watermelons and like other kinds of fruits.
Playing Smash Mouth covers. That's hilarious. That's awesome. Oh, thank God for people doing stuff like that on the internet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I especially like in a time like this, in this pandemic like that, like I love seeing all the different forms of creativity. I mean, those might not necessarily be because of this, but like there are a lot of people finding ways to entertain themselves and get creative and still make the best of this time. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
So that's all you can do. I mean, you got to stay positive and stay creative and just, that's it. Those are the two things really. Can't do much else.
Thankfully we have the internet for these beautiful weirdos to share all this with us.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you guys, before we get out of here. I guess, you guys can all answer. What's a dream duet or collaboration you guys would love to see for Apex Shrine?
Oh man, that's an interesting one.
Yeah,
I feel like it should be totally. It shouldn't even be in our control, and somebody should just be like, "Boom! You guys got to do something with the River Kittens by next Wednesday or something like that." Or and we'd be like, "Oh man, okay." Ooh. We got a lot of planning to do, or we could just like fucking blow it out with Brother Lee or, some of the guys from Bucko and Pono and just do something like an Armada of Rock kind of thing. I don't know. Those are my two takes. I don't know.
Yeah. I would probably lean more towards doing something a little less, blown out right now.
That's
just kind of where I'm at right now after getting these songs out, but I'll probably go back and forth between, something a little bit more like Southern Fried Tragedy versus something like the rest of the stuff. And
what about like a guy like Brian Johnson or something, or
you think he's available? I think he's probably working on his 20s Bentley Roadster.
Yeah.
And taking a break from
I'll make some calls.
If you want to make the calls, we're willing. Brandon, what do you think, Brandon? Anything you think like Scrub or someone like that, like hip hop? Maybe we could go down that route. That'd be kind of interesting to try and do some rock. What would be the next way to smash rock and hip hop together and hopefully not wind up with something that's too Kid Rock? I think we'd run too much of that risk, but
that would be cool though. I'm sure Scrub would be down. He's always down for a good time.
He's such
a good cheerleader for getting together and collaborating, so it's on us to go to him.
What about, do any of you do any celebrity impressions?
Oh
Well, I mean, me and Jack,
I don't,
we quote things all the time. a lot of Simpsons quotes. It looks like Jack's getting ready to do something.
I don't know what you're talking about. Frankly, I think that this is the best interview that I've ever done, personally, frankly. and you ask anybody, they'll tell you that it's the best. They'll tell you that. No.
Yeah, there's a lot of Trump.
I can't. I everywhere. I have to really get ready to do Trump.
Right. Yeah.
It's but we, I don't know, who else? I do accents and stuff for work and funny voices, so I get to do that all the time, which is indulges my weird performance side even more. So, yeah, I don't know. Danny, yours?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about like all the voices between like Kroll Show or like Big Mouth. If you know, watch those. And
yeah, Nick Kroll is great.
Hello. imitating the things you hear on TV.
Yeah.
What do you think, George? Did we stretch out first before we play basketball? No, let's just stay tight and get injured.
Let's stay tight. Hey, Lois. There you go. There's an easy one I can pull out of nowhere.
That's typically some of the most fun, I think, is the all the cartoon voices and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Oh!
I wish I could do a good Zoidberg, but I can't, and I'm not going to try it right now.
Yeah.
What I wish I could do.
My friends. Well, we just got a puppy named Monty, so I can just be like, excellent.
Yeah.
Nice. Those aren't celebrities, but there you go. That's what you get.
They're celebrities to me.
There you go.
If I met Mr. Burns, I'd probably get an autograph or something. what's a movie or a TV show you guys wish you were in?
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, we were just like an auxiliary.
I just want to hang out like the background of every scene of that movie. My own badass.
I'm still pulling for the Apex Shrine sitcom. I think we still need to try to do the Apex Shrine sitcom that's narrated by John Mulaney someday. So he's like, and when we left, when we last left the boys from Apex, and then it picks up.
All right. that movie is so good, but I don't think it would be half the movie if it wasn't for those soundtrack. I mean, because that soundtrack is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And but I mean, it's so iconic too that just like you can't help but to think of the car scene whenever you hear, you know, Sweet Emotion and stuff. You know,
definitely.
It's like drilled into your brain. Like once you hear that. That opening bit of Sweet Emotion, you think of that car coming around the corner and
yes, you do.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes, you do.
But yeah, good stuff, man. Well, it tells me we have less than a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can start back up or if we call it, or we're going to wrap this thing. I don't know.
I feel good.
Yeah.
You guys feel good?
Yeah. Sure. Whatever.
All right. Well, again, follow Apex Shrine on you've got your Facebook, and you guys do the Instagram also.
Oh yeah,
Instagram, Instagram.
And be
Bandcamp, our own website, apexshrine.com. Finally,
there you go.
That's another new thing.
Get out there and
stick that in there.
Get out there and support these guys.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.